It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light our way. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us.
Today. In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words: "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life." He responded, and now over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes it is, yes it is, and it's coming now, it's coming.
Your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Well, good Tuesday, everybody, and we only have a couple of days left here in 2014. And as we near the end of another year, I have some things to say and some things to pray. So welcome to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station, around the clock, around the globe, at this time each day, or actually any time. And so we are praying today because we believe in prayer. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much. And I'm going to be praying for you today because I know that one word from God can change your life forever. So I've been a man that has been a prayer. A prayer is one at a certain time at a certain place. I've been a prayer since 1966, February 1966. The highest call in all the world is the call to pray. And the Holy Spirit said to me, "Son, give me the first hour of your day and I'll change your life." And I did, and he did. So I began to pray, and I've discovered there's only two times to pray: when you feel like it and when you don't. And so there are times when you are excited about spending time with the Lord, spending time with the Holy Spirit. And then there's other times it just feels like that the heavens are brass and God seems to be nowhere to be found. If you're spending an hour with him, it just seems like it may be 3 or 4 hours. So Anyhow, it's so good to have you listening in, and the opportunity to pray with you today. So very, very excited, enthused about that. And so there's two major reasons I pray. I pray to know God, and I pray to know what He wants me to do. And I'm going to talk to you about your prayer life. I'm going to talk to you about hearing the voice of God. And I'm going to be praying for you today, believing that you're going to receive a word from the Holy Spirit. Because I know that one word from God can change your life forever. And so there is a natural and there is a supernatural. And there are so many people today that tend to live in the realm of the natural. And in the realm of the natural, the natural has many limitations, but the supernatural has no limits. So the Apostle Paul wrote and said there is a natural and there is a supernatural. And so in the realm of the supernatural, we can do what God says we can do. We can go where God says we can go. We can stay where God says we can stay. We can say what God says we can say. We can have what God says we can have. We can be what God says we can be. We can start what God says we can start. We can finish what God says we can finish. We can live where God says we can live. We can give what God says we can give. We can receive what God says we can receive. We can sow where God says we can sow, and we can reap where God says we can reap. We can meet who God says we can meet. We can pay off what God says we can pay off. We can drive where God says we can drive. We can fly where God says we can fly. We can Skype where God says we can Skype. We can do all things through Jesus Christ, which strengthens us. And so we're going to pray today. I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to pray that the Holy Spirit will give you a word about your life, that the Holy Spirit will give you a word about your future. And my faith is out there today on this Tuesday as we come to the close of another year. And I believe there may be people that are listening to BPN Radio today that you are coming to the close of another year and you are saying, wow, I had some promises this year. I had some dreams about this year. And there's so many things that I thought were going to happen that has not happened. Some things that I thought were going to take place that has not taken place. Some prayers that I thought were going to be answered that has not been answered. But the year is not over yet. We got a couple of more days. But you must understand that even though your promises have not come to pass or your dreams have not been fulfilled at the moment, you must understand that God is at work in your life. He never sleeps. He is always at work helping fulfill the will, plan, and purpose of God. Are there certain things that attract God? Are there certain things that we can say that attracts the voice of the Holy Spirit? And how do we hear the voice of God? And how can we determine for ourselves what the Holy Spirit is saying to us? Good question. And so I'm going to, as a prophetic voice to this nation and nations of the world since 1985, as a prophetic voice to churches all across America and different nations of the world, I've prophesied, given prophetic words to thousands and thousands of people, and I prayed for many, many people, and I'm going to pray for you today. I'm not going to necessarily call your name, but I'm going to encourage you to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. And so here we go. Father, I just set myself in agreement with those that are listening today here on BPN Radio, that they are going to hear your voice, the voice of the Holy Spirit, saying, this is the way, walk in it. So why don't you just, you that are praying with me today, those of you that are listening to the broadcast today, if you would put your hand on your ears and say these words after me. Holy Spirit, open my spiritual ears that I may hear your voice saying, this is the way, walk in it. Put your hand on your eyes and say these words after me. Holy Spirit, Open my spiritual eyes that I might see what you're doing in me. Put your hand on your heart and say these words after me. Holy Spirit, open my heart right now. On this 30th day of December, 2014, that I may hear your voice, that I may see what I am hearing, and that I may receive everything that you have for me today. So I set myself in agreement with you that are praying with me right now here on BPN Radio, that you will hear the voice of the Holy Spirit, that you will see what you're hearing, that you will begin to discern what God is doing. And I'm just going to give you what I would call the proper progression. And I'm going to be praying with you. And so I just ask you to open your heart. Spend some time with the Holy Spirit, preparing yourself to hear the voice of the Lord. So, Father God, we come boldly into your presence today. On this Tuesday, by the blood of Jesus, by the name of Jesus, declaring, God, you are our Father, and we are your sons and daughters. And we pray thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. During this hour of power, we pray, Father God, that your will, plan, and purpose be done in our lives today. We know the plan is a good plan to give us a future and a hope. And we know that man is not going to live by bread alone, not just by natural circumstances, not just by the Logos word, but by every word. That word is rhema there. In the Greek, it's rhema, but by every rhema word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So we know there are natural things that we can do with our own natural abilities. But we know there are things that we can only do in the realm of the supernatural. So we pray, Holy Spirit, today that you would take us into the realm of the supernatural, hearing your voice, seeing what we are hearing and declaring, decreeing, moving to a new dimension of what you have for us in our lives. And so we submit ourselves to you today. And we thank you for this day, and we thank you for this year. We know that there are things that may not have happened this year, but we also know that there are incredible things that are in process. They are in motion. Miracles are in motion in our lives. And I pray the will of God be done here on BPN Radio. I pray for every person that is listening to me right now that they will have that expectation, that anticipation, that they will move into a faith dimension, a faith mode, that they believe that you're going to speak to them today, Holy Spirit. We submit it all to you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. So why don't you just spend a little time preparing yourself to hear the voice of the Lord, because I'm praying for you today. Father, we just come into your presence now by the blood of Jesus, by the name of Jesus. And we ask, Lord, that you give each person that is listening to this prayer broadcast today, I'm praying that you will give them a prophetic word, that you would give them a rhema word about their future. Now, you must know that when you receive a prophetic word, it could be a now word, something God is doing now. It could be a future word, something that's going to happen in the next year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years. It could be a confirming word, something you've already heard in your spirit before, maybe several times before. Or it could be a new word. the prophet declared, new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. The prophet speaking the words of the Lord. So, Father God, by the power of the Holy Spirit, desires to speak things to us. Show us things. What did he say? He said, call unto me and I will answer thee. I'll show thee great and mighty things. I'll show you some great mighty things that you know not of. So what happens is, first of all, as you begin to pray for a word from God, you begin to hear something. You begin to hear the voice. Remember, I said I pray for two major reasons. I pray to know God. I pray to know what he wants me to do. One of the first things that began to happen to me when I began to give God the first hour of my day in 1966 was I began to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. I began to hear him speak to me, and then I began to see what I've been hearing, and then I began to say what I was seeing and hearing. Jesus said, these words are either justified by the words of your mouth, or you are condemned by the words of your mouth. You're either justified by the words of your mouth or condemned by the words of your mouth. And when you hear the voice of the Holy Spirit saying something to you, even though it may appear to be improbable or impossible or very impossible, when you hear it, then you must declare, I can see this, and then you must say it, because your words are very creative words. You actually create your future by the words of your mouth. The Bible said God spoke the word, and the worlds came into existence. So the very words that you speak are helping create your future. And then, of course, after you hear something, you see something, and then you say something, and then you do something. And your circumstances and your worlds and conditions around you are all about speaking the word of the Lord. So we're just going to wait in his presence. Here's Martin Smith waiting here for you. Then I'll be back to pray for you.
Faith can move the mountains. Let the mountains move. We come with expectation. We adore.
adore, singing hallelujah.
Well, that's Martin Smith, and you are listening to BPN Radio here on this Tuesday, the 30th day of December 2014. This is Dale Gentry here, so delighted to have you praying with us today. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much. Here on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station, around the clock, around the globe. At this time or any time, you can pray with us. And thank you so very much for your contributions. We really don't have anything to sell here on BPN Radio. We do give things away, but if you would like to support this broadcast, if you'd like to support Breakout Prayer Network, your gifts are tax deductible, and you can just go to our website at bpnradio.com. That's bpnradio.com. And you can go down to the bottom of the page, and you can click on Donate, and you can use your PayPal credit card, or we'll give you an address if you'd like to send a check. Thank you for your contributions, and this broadcast is supported by our partners and friends and those who believe that that we have been called to call the nation to pray. Believing for 1 million people, 1,000 prayer centers in 1,000 cities with 1,000 prayer leaders, because we are a force in the earth when we pray together. And today I'm talking to you about prayer, why we should pray. And we do not just pray to pray, but we pray to know God, and we pray to know what He wants us to do. There are so many different things that we could do in life, so many options in life. There are so many voices. The Bible said, Paul said, there are many, many voices. And all of these voices may have some type of significance about them. But, you know, life is not just a bunch of options. The Bible says the steps of a good person are ordered by the Lord. And so we just believe that from our mother's womb that God had a good plan. There were some God assignments. I do have a book entitled God Assignments, How to Start, How to Finish, a prophetic book by Dale Gentry. It's free. All you have to do is just go to letsprayamerica.com, letsprayamerica.com, click on resources, and there is the book. You can read it online. You can download it, give it away. I have prayer series that you can pray with me there. You can record those prayer series, give them away. You can duplicate the CDs. Whatever we have is yours free of charge. Did not come cheap to make these, produce these, but 3 or 4 years ago, the Holy Spirit just said to give it all away. So you can just go to letspreyamerica.com and click on resources, and there you have it. I'm praying with you today about the will of God, the plan of God, the purpose of God for your life here on this Tuesday, hearing the voice of God. And when we hear the voice of God, we move into the realm of the supernatural. You know, years ago, when I was pastoring a church in Oklahoma City, in prayer one day, I heard the voice of the Holy Spirit say to me that I was going to start building churches around the world. Now, when we receive a prophetic word from God, we know in part, and then we prophesy in part. So we never get the full explanation or the full prophetic word, the full prophecy, the full declaration. It only comes in parts. 1 Corinthians 13 says we know in part, prophesy in part. So I received this word, you're going to start building churches around the world. So when I heard that word, I began to see myself building churches around the world. Then I began to say, I'm going to build churches around the world. And then, of course, I had to do something, and that did not take long when a friend of mine in Oklahoma City by the name of Dan Schaefer, he called me one day And he said, Dale, there's a man from Jamaica that is going to come and minister for me. Would you like for him to minister for you? And I heard the voice of the Holy Spirit say, that's where you're going to start. You're going to start in Jamaica. And so it wasn't long before this man came, and he invited Gene and I to come to Jamaica and minister. And I said to him when we got there, there is a place that we are to start building churches. We are to build a church on this island of Jamaica. And so he said, well, I'll take you around the island. And one day he took us to a place up in the mountains, a little place called Gutters, Jamaica. Now, stay tuned, because this is an incredible story that's going to build your faith, because faith does come by hearing. And so he took me up the next morning to that little place called a church. It actually was not much of a church. It did have a roof, a tin roof. It didn't have any windows or doors. It did not actually have any pews. It had 2x6s on cement blocks and an old dilapidated piano, and that was just about it. And so I met the pastor, whose name was Nathan Jarrett. And I found out later that one morning, while Nathan Jarrett was praying up there, after he'd walked 5 miles up into the mountain to pray and then 5 miles back, he would do that daily, 10-mile walk. One morning while he was praying, God opened his eyes and he saw a beautiful white building. He saw a building with beautiful windows and beautiful doors. It had beautiful pews, church pews. And it was, he saw the dimensions was about 50 feet wide, about 100 feet long. And he knew it was a word from God. He was moving into the realm of the supernatural, because he did not have the money. He did not have the money to build this building, because all that Pastor Jarrett and his congregation there at Gutters, all that they were bringing in was approximately three Jamaican dollars a week. And so you could not build a $30,000 church on three Jamaican dollars a week. But this is where the supernatural comes in. And so he heard something, and then he saw something. And then he began to say, I'm going to build a new church. And of course, you couldn't borrow the money, and he didn't have the money, but he had a word from God. So sometimes all you need is one unmovable, unshakable, undeniable word from God. Just a word from God. And that one word from God can thrust you into the realm of the supernatural that can literally change your life forever. And so, Pastor Jarrett, he heard something, saw something, he said something, but then he had to do something. So the proper progression for you to have a prophetic word fulfilled in your life is that you hear something, you see something, you see what you've heard, then you say what you have seen and heard. Jesus' disciples said, we cannot speak the things that we've seen and heard. And so with their mouth, they begin to declare it. We literally speak our worlds into existence. But then we must do something, because faith without works is dead, being alone. So he did not have the money to pour a foundation, but he did get out there every day with his shovel, and he measured out the breadth and the width and the length of the church building, and he began to dig the footing to the church. And neighbors would come across the street, come from different places in that little village in Jamaica, and they would say to Pastor Nathan Jarrett, what are you going to do? He said, I'm going to build a new church building. And then he would tell them about the dimensions and how it was going to look and how they were going to move into that building. So word began to spread quickly throughout the village that this man, he was not thinking right. He was speaking words very rashly according to their thinking. And so finally, The children heard their parents talk about it for so long that as Pastor Jarrett would walk down the mountain after his morning prayer, then the children would go behind him saying, "Crazy Jarrett, crazy Jarrett, crazy Jarrett, you think you're going to build a church?" But the Holy Spirit saw me in America and saw Pastor Nathan Jarrett in Jamaica. Neither one of us had ever been out of our respective countries. And he took two dots on the world map and he brought two men together by divine appointment, divine connection. Every day I pray for divine appointments and divine connections. And he brought us together on that morning in Jamaica. And so I began to look around, and then I saw the footing, and I said, "What are you going to do?" He said, "I'm going to build a church." I said, "Do you have the money to build a church?" He said, "No, but by faith, I have dug the footing. I'm going to pour the foundation one day, and I'm going to build this church." And I began to weep because I heard the Holy Spirit say, "You have found the location where you're going to start building churches around the world." I went back to the church that I was pastoring in Del City, Oklahoma, a suburb of Oklahoma City, and I shared it with the congregation, and we began to raise money to build that building. And people began to give, sacrificially began to give. And a couple of years later, I stood on the platform of that beautiful building next to Pastor Nathan Jarrett in his homemade suit, and we dedicated that building to the glory of God, debt-free, that beautiful white building with beautiful pews and beautiful floor, beautiful windows, beautiful doors. And nobody was laughing. The church was jammed with people that day, people looking in the windows because a word from God had come to pass. The natural could not make it come to pass, but there was a supernatural. And the natural must submit to the supernatural, and the supernatural takes precedence over the natural. So I pray today in the name of Jesus, this is a prayer broadcast, a prayer session, that you will hear the voice of the Lord speaking to you at this very moment concerning your life, concerning a companion, concerning a wife, concerning a husband, concerning your job, concerning your business, concerning your finances, concerning your ministry, concerning the next step that you are to take, whatever it may be. I set myself in agreement with you here on this Tuesday that you will hear the voice of the Lord. So would you just take a few moments right now and just say, "Lord, your will be done in me. And as I anoint my ears to hear and my eyes to see, may I see and may I hear in the realm of the supernatural." Just take a few moments and let's pray together right now. Holy Spirit, we are so thankful today that you desire to move us into the realm of those things that seem impossible. And we know that the angel of the Lord came to Mary and said, "You're going to have a baby." She said, "There's no way that I can have a baby. I've never known a man. I've never had relationships with a man." But the angel of the Lord said, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you and overshadow you and will birth that baby inside of you." And so supernaturally, the Virgin Mary had a baby. In the realm of the natural, that was not possible. But in the realm of the supernatural, all things are possible and nothing is impossible. And so I declare today that God desires to do something so big in you that people around you will say, that was impossible. And you will say, yeah, that's true. It was very impossible, but I believe God. And so I just set myself in agreement in prayer with people today that are believing that something supernatural is going to happen in their lives, that you, Holy Spirit, are guiding and directing them. If they dare just to spend a few moments with you, just a few moments in time with you each day, listening to your voice, building that relationship with you, Holy Spirit, that you so desire for people to have. And so, if you can believe God, all things are possible. So it's not just a matter of saying all things are possible, but the Bible said all things are possible to those who believe. So if you believe you can do it, you can do it. If you believe you can have it, you can have it. And what you need is a word from God, and you get that word from God through the avenue of prayer. It's not just praying to pray, but it's praying to know God and to know what He wants you to do, what He wants me to do, what He wants us to do. So, Father, I pray in agreement, for you said in your word, if any two agree, touching any one thing, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. And so we believe today in Jesus' name. Courtenay Vandiver, that is playing music right now, has traveled with Gene and I on some occasions, playing prophetically, and she is up for a Grammy Award. She's been nominated for a Grammy. And those awards will be announced in February. But I began to prophesy over Courtenay about how God was going to use her, put her on a national scene, elevate her, promote her. For you must understand that promotion does not come from the east or the west or the south. Promotion does come from the Lord. He sets one down, stands another one up. And so Courtenay Vandiver began to receive the word. God was going to put her on a national scale. And so she was invited to play her cello at a church in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And there in the audience that day was a woman that was scheduled to sing and share her testimony on the last Billy Graham special just a little over a year ago. And so this young lady heard Courtenay play and invited her to be on the Billy Graham special. And so last November, Courtenay, who's playing the instrument right now for this broadcast, who's been on the broadcast, appeared on the Billy Graham special. Over 6 million people watched Billy Graham, and Courtenay played her cello. Just an amazing event. The prophetic word came to pass that God's going to put you on a national stage. And now God's not only put her on the Billy Graham special, but now she's up for on the national stage for a Grammy Award, being nominated for a Grammy Award. It's amazing. It's amazing what God can do. Even when there are tremendous odds against you, God can beat all odds. There's a young man that plays professional basketball that's been a friend of ours a friend of Gene and I's for a long time, Luke Ridenour, plays right now for the Orlando Magic, and he and his wife, Kate, have been friends of ours, tremendous blessing to our lives, and their friendship we value. And so when Luke was in the fifth grade, he drew this picture of a basketball. His mother still has the drawing. And on that, he said, the odds of me playing in the NBA are 500,000 to 1. And then he put down below that, but I will be that one. And today, this 6'2", 175 young man plays in the NBA. He's played for several NBA teams. One year, he was the second leading free throw shooter in the entire NBA. He still holds the record with the Oregon Ducks on consecutive free throws made. He was an All-American basketball player at Oregon University and went on to play for the NBA. But how did he do it? He said when he was in the fifth grade, the odds of me playing in the NBA are 500,000 to 1, but then he concluded by saying, I will be that one. And so what Satan wants to do to you today is he wants to discourage you, dishearten you, get you to give up, give out, give in, step aside. He wants to shut you out, shut you in, shut you down, and he wants to shut you up. And when you quit talking about your dreams and your visions and what you want to do in life, what you want to do for God, the great exploits, then as he shuts you up and you quit talking about it, then you will no longer live in the realm of the supernatural. Then you will cease to live life and you will just go through life. So I declare that Jesus said, he's come that you might have life, that you might have it more abundantly. So I'm praying for you today. Would you just pray, Lord, your will be done in me. Spend a little time just praying with him right now. Just wait in his presence and just listen to his voice. Well, what if he doesn't say anything, you may say? Yeah, but what if he does? So let's just spend some time not talking, but just listening. Can we do that? Holy Spirit, speak to us today concerning our future, concerning our life, concerning decisions that we're trying to make. And I just want to say today that it's very difficult. It's very difficult to miss the will of God. Very difficult. When we pray, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done," He divinely intervenes in our life. So every day I pray this prayer: "Lord, set up divine appointments and divine connections for my life. Direct my footsteps." And I remember in 1985 that Jean and I knew that we had come to the close of our ministry time in Oklahoma City, Dell City, a suburb of Oklahoma City. We'd come to the end of our assignment there. And when I began to pray about where we were to go next, what we were to do next, the Holy Spirit didn't say a word. And I've discovered over the years that the Holy Spirit speaks to us when He wants to. He remains silent when He wants to. There's a time for all things. So I said, "Lord, where are we going to go next?" And He didn't say a word. So we began to try to work it out in the realm of the natural. And I remember that every time I thought about Phoenix, Arizona, I thought, well, one day I'd like to pioneer a church there. One day I'd like to just go out and start a church in Phoenix, Arizona, the land of the sun. The times that I've been to Phoenix, I really love the warm weather and imagine myself out there under the palm trees, eating nachos, drinking RC Cola, something like that. So we decided that we would pack our bags and we would go out to Phoenix and decide where we're going to live, how we were going to start this church. We hadn't heard the voice of the Lord, but He hadn't said anything, so we thought, well, we're not hearing anything, so I guess we will help Him out. So we loaded our things, and I had a friend in Rockwall, Texas, by the name of Larry Lee, and Larry said to me, "Dale, what are you going to do?" And he said, "Well," I said, "well, Gene and I, we're going to go out to Phoenix, Arizona, and check the possibility out of pioneering a church, starting a church there, birthing a church in Phoenix." He said, "Well, whatever I can do to help you, but why don't you come by and spend a few days with my wife and I on your way to Phoenix?" So we went to Rockwall, Texas. That time it was a church on the Rock that was calling the nation and the nations to pray. And Larry had over 300,000 people that were praying with him on a daily basis the days before the internet explosion. So on the way out there, as we were driving down the road, Gene and I, not having a conversation, just driving quietly down the road, suddenly she turns to me and said, "Dale, I hear the Holy Spirit saying that we're going to move to Rockwall, Texas." And I said, "What did you say?" She said, "I heard the Holy Spirit say that we're moving to Rockwall." And I was quite surprised that the Holy Spirit would speak to her and not speak to me. And so I said, "Well, you know, I've not heard the Holy Spirit say that to me." But anyhow, we got there. It was a Wednesday night. And our friend David Shibley, who was at the missions director there at the church at that time, came out and said, "Dale, pastor's not going to minister tonight. He wants you and Gene to come out to their house, and he wants to talk to you about something." So we went out there, and he turns to me and said, "Dale, I heard the Holy Spirit say that you and Gene are going to move to Rockwall." I could have been knocked over with a feather because I was planning on going to Phoenix. You know, the Bible said that we can make our plans, but it's the Lord that directs our steps. We can make our plans, but it's the Lord that directs our steps. And so the steps of a good person are ordered by the Lord. So there's nothing wrong with making your plans, but there may be a higher order. And so the Holy Spirit spoke to me through my wife and then through my friend Larry Lee. And a few days later, he confirmed that with me. We moved to Rockwall. I became a prayer associate. And Gene and I began to travel across America leading prayer. I became a prayer voice, and then I became a prophetic voice as I began to give people prophetic words. For the past almost 30 years now, I've been serving as a prayer and prophetic voice in this nation, nations of the world. But I could have missed God, but it was difficult. And the Holy Spirit showed us another way, and I'm so thankful that I've got to travel now all of these miles ministering to all of these different churches, about 2.5 million miles with American Airlines, ministering to churches all across America and around the world because we heard the voice of the Holy Spirit speak to us. So it may be that you're on a path and you think, well, this is what I plan on doing. But as you pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, the Holy Spirit will speak to you about his will, plan, and purpose concerning your life, concerning your future, concerning your finances, concerning your ministry, concerning your church, concerning your business, concerning your city, whatever it may be. And so I pray for you today. I pray in the name of Jesus that the Holy Spirit will speak to you at this very moment. At this very moment concerning his will for your life. Now, you may not hear an audible voice, probably one. And you may not even hear a voice in your ear. He may just put something in your heart. You say, how can I know the will of God? Have I got to have this somebody prophesy over me? No, you can hear the voice of the Lord by yourself as you pray. But you must also understand that his voice is very powerful. And sometimes he only speaks on the inside of us deeply. Deeply, deeply, he goes deep on the inside of us, and he puts something in our heart, and we just know that in our knower, in deep inside of our innermost being, that God has been putting something in our heart. The prophet Nathan said to David, do all that is in your heart, for God is with you. That's called passion. And so God places passions in our heart. I want you to spend a little more time. I'm going to set myself in agreement. The will of God's going to be done in your life right now. The will of God will be done. And just why don't you say, Lord, not my will, but your will be done. Maybe you have never responded to the call to pray. You say, well, you know, I pray at mealtimes. I pray when there's some sickness or something is going on in my life. But maybe you have never responded to the call to pray. And what would that be? Well, the Lord spoke to me in 1966 and said to me, son, give me the first hour of your day. I'll change your life. And so the next morning I set 2 alarm clocks. Many of you already heard my story that I was a radio announcer. I was an engineer, had to be at the radio station. Being an engineer at the station, I had to be at work at 3:30 in the morning. I was getting up at 3 in the morning, and the Lord said, son, give me the first hour of your day. And I said, if I give you the first hour of my day, I'm going to have to get up at 2 o'clock in the morning. I thought surely he was going to say, son, I didn't know you had to get up so early. Don't worry about that. But he said to me, son, give me the first hour of your day and I'll change your life. So a prayer is one that has a certain time and a certain place to pray. And so my time was 2 o'clock in the morning, the living room of our home. And I got up and I began to seek God. It was very difficult spending an hour because I really didn't know how to pray for an hour. But Jesus said to his disciples, could you not tarry 1 hour? I don't believe that you have to pray for an hour, but I believe there's a principle, a very significant principle, that when you pray for an hour, something supernatural happens. Jesus said to his disciples, could you not tarry 1 hour. So I began to pray. Nothing happened for a while, but eventually I got into a rhythm. And prayer is spelled F-L-O-W, F-L-O-W, flow, and prayer is spelled R-H-Y-T-H-M, rhythm. And I begin to get up and I begin to pray. And eventually I begin to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit speaking to me. I believe that He desires to issue a call to pray. You don't have to pray, but you get to pray. And I believe He's issuing some calls to pray here on this Tuesday. Will you respond? Because if you do, you can move to the realm of the supernatural, where God begins to reveal things to you that you could have never known with your natural ears or natural eyes, or discern with your own natural mind. For Paul said, I have not seen, ear hath not heard, neither in the heart of man the things that God hath prepared for those that love Him. But God hath revealed those things unto us by His Spirit. It's called revelation. And so as you pray, you'll certainly get revelation. Write it down. Put it in a book. Speak it. Declare it. Because God wants to enlarge you, expand you, promote you. Thank you for listening today here on BPN Radio. And I'm delighted that you've been listening. Remember that tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, Rivergate Church in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I'll be leading New Year's Eve services there starting at 7 o'clock. Rivergate Church, Pastors Joel and Linda Budd, Rivergate Church, Tulsa, Oklahoma. And I'll be back tomorrow at the same time. You have a great day. God bless you for listening today.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.